spoke about the opinion of Akel. It mentions that the Torah Akdusha says So the mitzvah once every 8 years, Moitzi Shvius, to gather everybody together in order to read the Torah. And we mentioned that the sort of that mitzvah is to give the chashivas of Torah. It was understood, I think I saw once from Rav Hutner also, that it's a recreation of the Matan Torah. And that's why the mitzias of it is Hakel Asa'om. Everybody has to be the after, as we mentioned, Friday night. Because of Hakel Asa'om. Didn't just say stop. Make everybody into a kohol. Make everybody into a kehila. Because that's the mitzias of Torah. It has to be b'ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. That's the way that Torah is niskaba. The Tzayach goes more by Arichas also to the Indian, and he talks about the God of the Yisoid, what's the why they're in the mitzvah of Yisoid, he wants to go into the mitzvah of a Hakos, the of Tshuva. You call Ika Tzorich Hakos Zehoye Bavur HaTshuva. It's Rishon L'Cheshbon. Again, it's Rishon L'Asos, take care of Achon El HaTshuva. The time for tshuva. And he speaks about also that it's a time that the whole yisod of sukkahs, which is that's the time you do it, is the end of the kichas arm elo b'yom rishon shel chag tziva shel las oyv roishum koyim laze miket sheva shonim. Similar to the end of that, we take the four minim on the yom rishon shel chag. Hashem said las oyv roishum koyim laze miket sheva shonim. Shmita is Goyim Shalom, he says, because the trad is that you can't be a buyer. A lot of the problem that we can't get along with our neighbors because we have our own agenda with our own stuff, and we're trying to be successful, we want to move forward, and we want to be more successful than our neighbors. So Shna Shmita, when everybody leaves the land fallow, everybody leaves the land, in a way that I'm not making more than you, and forget that everybody comes to take from his land. He called Divrei Ribois Nimshachu Yudha Shali Zeh Oymekul Shemit. All Merivois of the Kliyaka come from a person saying Shali Shali, because it's mine. This is mine. You're entering to my boundary. You're entering my area. Shmita years. There's no such thing as Shali Shali. Shali is Shalei Shal everybody. The Shmita is a Gavaldik Gorem of Shalom. He says. So he said, "V'chein Chag Sukkos. V'chein Sadech Sukkos. Also a time. Shekolecha Yotz Midiras Hakeva." Everybody goes out from the Dios HaKem and Dios HaRai. Sukkah is also a murder because man of Achdus. The Yisod of Hakel is in that the Klal Yisrael should be in the matzav of Tshuvas Rabim. He served the Kliyokal also in the Tshuvas Rabim and the Tshuva together, and the way we do that is because we're just coming out of Sukkah, which is a murder kechag of Sholoi. Sukkah is a murder kechag of Sholoim, because we all leave our dearest keva. We all have permanent boundaries. My house is better than your house. And we all go into this little dearest keva. We dearest arai. We go to the little sukkah, and we leave the permanent house. And then we need to come on to each other. And so too, the Eid of Sukkah, the Eid of Shemitah, the same thing. It's not Shali Shali. Shali Shali Shalachem. We share. Everybody can come into my field. And that's a gevaldik thing of Tshuvas Rabim. That's the Kliyokas Ma'al and the Eid of Hakel, and the sort of Hakels, we were Mazvit, those sort of Hakels, to bring everybody together, Kabbal Satoira, but he's learning as the Eid of Tshuva, that which is Tshuva Sarabi. It's Be'etzer of Boisai, we can understand also the Yisod of Yom Kippur was the same Biangang of this Kli Yochel of this Hakel. The Yom Kippur Be'etzim, as we mentioned before, is Yom HaKippurim. So we spoke about one Yom of Yom Kippur being a day that the person has to get kapara, not only for the Bin Al-Lamoko and Bin Al-Machaveiro, it's Yom HaKippurim. So I'm learning that the Tshuva is not Mechapen Gansin, unless you do Tshuva on all God Vayinus, so therefore you must do Tshuva on Bin Al-Machaveiro also. And Tshuva on Bin Al-Machaveiro is actually Rat says Chaveiro, and therefore that's when every Yom Kippur is a first Sif in Shulchan Aruch. We didn't have our Halacha says today, so we'll time that. Tough range Vav, but everybody has to go over and ask Bechiyuva. Yom HaKippurim. You have to go over one, not once, but twice or three times, when it says Taka until the guy's Baruchel you. Because the story of Yom Kippur, that's, you have to be clean slated. But I think there's another meaning of Yom Kippur being, puts from the fact that Yom Kippur is a Yom of Kabbalah, so God has to be Akhtas and Klaisa. But I think there's another meaning of this, what the Yom is talking about here, by Hakel also. But the Kodesh Baruch wants to chew us Haravim, I think, what it says. You have to understand that in Halacha, in Halacha, it's even Mavura, an unbelievable Zafra, what it says. That we get up on Leil Yom Kippur, what it says. The start of Yom Kippur, what it says. The head of the start of Yom Kippur. And we have a Tefillah, what it says. We get up, we make a Tefillah, we make Kol Nidre. And besides Kol Nidre, we know to have a tefillah of Isaac. And the tefillah we mentioned, we also mention in the tefillah, we know again, or before that we say like this, Vishiva Shalmai, Vishiva Shalmai, Al Dasa, Mogo, Al Dasa, Go, on a material, the Spalma of Avaryonim. Interesting thing on Yom Kippur, for example, that you want to down with the Avaryonim. So, what's the Avaryonim? So, if Mr. Gura brings down so that we have to make this, we have the Shilsev has to say this. Shai Yeshivas Maskim Matzav Tazamon Tazak Kahala Hati Alas Avyonim Yavri Yunuson from the Averis. The Shema Kitzel, because of war that someone made a nether and they can't dive it, that Yunuchel is Balimon. The Kol Tayr Tziva Shem by Big Purish Yisrael in a Tainis. Shavon Shavichu Ram and Noah Kosov Samani Akhtoiris. Every Tainis Sibor, Tainis Sibor, is this man who was supposed to be Tzaris to us, the Avaryonim. Israel. The son of the tiny Sibor boy says Tshuva. The son of Tshuva, when a Kodesh Baruch wants Tshuva, he wants Tshuva's Harabim. As well as we learned by Adam, Hashem wants Tshuva's Harabim. Not Tshuva's HaYochid only. He wants the Tshuva, it should be a Tshuva's Harabim. And therefore he wants that everybody should be mitzarif, everyone should be involved, and we should mitzarif to our Kahal, even the Avayonim, everybody with us, Rabbi Yisrael. And the Yisrael that Varm was where the Tshuva's Haram is a much greater Koyach, Rabbi Yisrael. But even more so, Rabbi Yisrael, that the Yisrael of Tshuva's Haram of Yom Kippur is the fact that itself, when everybody does Tshuva, we're all in the same, when they're all in the same Machshava, in the same agenda, to be Ma'amach Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what creates a murder Koyach of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael. Yom Kippur is a day that Avadah is Kairo and Avadah is Averis, but it's something much more of us. That we have to get up, we bring ourselves up to a different level of existence that we're like a Malach. And by a Malach, there's no Tachrus, there's no jealousy, there's no competition, there's no nothing. We're all there to the Malachim, Meshim Rishuz Zelazer. There's all sorts of courtesy, everybody's working for each other, for everybody else. That's the story of Yom Kippur, of being like a Malach of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael. Yom Kippur is a day when we forget about us pettiness, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Yom Kippur is a day when you forget about the pettiness. Yom Kippur is a day when you think big. We think big on Yom Kippur. The problem, most of our problem with dealing with Ben-Alam HaVeir or dealing with other people and being able to look on other people kindly and favorably, to look on even the Avayon and Parishim is because we think very small. We think very petty. We're wrapped up in pettiness. Yom Kippur is a time to lift ourselves up from the pettiness, and in order for that to account and to create tremendous achdus, that there should be a matzav of tshuvas harabim, that we should be able to mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'amit be'emes on Yom Kippur, the final day of the Yom Nirayim, with the tzibur, the melucha, and that's all when a person rises above the pettiness. The pettiness of thinking, he's thinking much bigger, Hashem will let him. He's thinking Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're like a Malach HaKim. You're not worried about your food. You're not worried about anything else. All you're worried about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that world, I'm worried about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everybody has a Malkoi. Davar Yonim have a Malkoi. Everybody has a Malkoi. Everybody can do tshuva in that world. But we're in a world of pettiness, of mortals. Where everything, oh, he might have more money than me. He has more than this than me. And this jealousy, competition, and mamish always strife. Because everybody's thinking very, very low. Everything like a human, like a regular Ben Adam. Our job is, and you're keeping to lift ourselves to a different level in God's presence. The purity of a malach, the non-jealousy, the non-judgmentalness of a malach, the non-jealousy of a malach. That's all Yisroel of Yom Kippur. We're supposed to enter a different realm, a different world of Yom Kippur. The white of Yom Kippur is supposed to represent purity and cleanliness, and that we're living in a different level of existence with us. And in that world of existence, we can get along with each other. That's what Yom Kippur is a day, an easier day for Mechila v'Chapara, an easier day for Shuvas HaRavim, an easier day to Mitzvah for everybody with us, because we're living in a different realm of us, we're living in a little different agenda. That's what we have to shoot for this Yom Kippur of us, and every Yom Kippur, that we forget about the pettiness. Forget about it. There's something much more important. Kaporos Aravim. The Klai Yisrael have a Kaporos Aravim. When we're davening, we're not only dying for our own individual. We're dying for Klai Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael have a Kaporos. You see, the whole Avodah Shalom Kippurim wasn't for individuals. It was for the whole Klai Yisrael have a Kaporos. And that's what the whole Yom Kippur is about. It's a Tshuvas Aravim, a Kaporos Aravim. And the more we stay at the Aravim, the more we forget about our pettiness. The more we're involved with the Rav, the more we don't think about ourselves, the more we designate ourselves for the Rav, then we're more with the Ruach HaYoyim. We're more into the Ruach HaYoyim. We stay with our pettiness, we stay with our individualness, and our own idiosyncrasies, and all the individual issues. And that's what we're just focusing on right now. Yom Kippur, because you missed the point of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day when a person has to lift himself off. And be like a malach. In that world, Be'ez Hashem, we can all exist together. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Brurim, Kulam Gedoishim, Kulam Kedoishim, Shuzelazel, Lahakvish, the Yoitzim, the Nachasruah, the Sovavu, the Imam. That's the Koyach of Yom Kippur, Be'ez Hashem. If you tap into it, Be'ez Hashem, you can feel like a different person. You live in that world of the Malachim, you live in the world. Achtus Amiti, everybody says. The Malach is Achtus Amiti. From Noisim Shuzel Azeh. Zirch of Eze Hashem. Feel different. And come out from Yom Kippur on a higher place. Forget about the pettiness. Forget about the sticking somebody else. I'm always worried about yourself. And lift yourself to a different existence. And through that, Eze Hashem, we are Achonah for Sukkis. We go into the Sukkah. We have to leave again this world of our own. Go to the Dios Arai, Bifarbeng with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Froish Aleinu, Sukkah, Shloi Mecho, Berachamen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this that's the Shabbat, because we're Noeg B'Sholon, Mida Kedeged Mida, the Koyach of Sukkah is the Koyach of Sholon, Mida Kedeged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Froish Aleinu, Sukkah, Shloi Mecho, Berachamen, Hei of Yaminu. Amen.